Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 79 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 79 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 77 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 73 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 77 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 81 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 88 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 88 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 91 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 90 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 91 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCAYDE, checking in.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 91 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 18 hours. Sunny. 91 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan night net. For the pre-net, do I have any check-ins for the pre-net? Call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, Dave in Bay City. No traffic, fun.
KADAC.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Do I have any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net? Call now.
KDADAC, Mini Bark, no traffic.
Okay, I got PCQ, VOA, and PAZ in there. Any other pre-net check-ins?
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
Gotcha, Bob. All right, thanks. We'll stand by here for a couple of minutes, then we'll get the net started. This is KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 91 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, and NAKTR. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. Okay, we'll continue to Echolink stations. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, at this time we'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now. Do I have any regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net? Regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net. Call now. Okay, we're going to have a short net, at least to start out here. Hopefully we'll pick up a few people as we go along. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. It's been a hot weekend, that's for sure. I don't remember too many years growing up that we had 90s this this long throughout the summer, or 90s and above, and I know my weather station here is showing up around 100 for the heat index, so I can believe it. It's really, really humid out there and kind of miserable, so it's not a good day to be outside yesterday or today. We're going to start at the top of the list here. KEA-PCQ, stand by, KCA-BOA. Good evening, Dave.
KC8VYF, good evening, morning, yeah. You know, I guess my yard looks pretty good considering it's mostly weeds now. Those weeds are really digging deep to get water because, boy, she's like concrete. There's no doubt about it. But we flipped a finger at Mother Nature and I actually put the trigger on today and cooked some ribs and smoked beans for dinner, and that was good because we could eat it inside and control it with control the thing with the iPhone. So that worked out for the best. I didn't only have to go put it on and take it off. That worked well. Other than that, it's been a warm one, and I don't know that I've ever seen it this warm this long. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's what I did. We cooked some brats out tonight. My wife said, you want to cook them inside or outside? He said, outside. I don't need that heat in the house. So we fired up the grill and put those on out there and just made some corn on the cob and some rice and from fresh tomatoes out of the garden, and that was dinner tonight. So that was good. Try and keep the house as cool as possible. Air conditioner has been running pretty much for weeks here. Throughout this summer, because, yeah, it's been warm and humid, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, KC8BOA, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's doing well and trying to stay cool. It is very difficult if you have to do anything outside to keep cool. On the way home tonight, we end up with a huge monsoon, and I couldn't even see the back of the trailer coming home. It was really coming down. I don't know if Bob experienced the same thing and so forth. And then I got to 75 and 33 and looked at all the traffic backed up, and I said, oh, no. Went down, turned around, and went down and got on Old 76 and took Old 76 down to Lincoln Road and took Lincoln Road on through to 61. And the wife says, well, why don't you get on the expressway again? And sure enough, get on the expressway and traffic come to a screeching halt again. So that was my experience coming home. Very hot up there, just as it was down here, except we had rain on Friday night and again this afternoon. So I don't know if I timed out or not, but that was my story for today. And my question would be to everyone, how do you stay cool in this type of weather? And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to KC8YVF from KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, you should have grabbed some of that rain, put it in your back pocket, and brought it down here for us. That's for sure. I know there was like 40% chance today, but we got no sight of it. Didn't even, sunshine all day long. There wasn't a cloud out there, basically, that might look like it had a speck of rain in it. So I know Ogama County up there, they said for the last Friday, Saturday, been under flood watches, flood warnings, and just had storm after storm after storm that went through. So, boy, I wish some of it would blow down this way. I have to go out every night and soak the garden, and by morning it looks like I haven't watered anything. It just soaks it right up, that's for sure. And stay cool is stay in the house, basically, but unfortunately I got things to do. I worked today pretty much for about 4 or 5 hours out working on my enclosed trailer, because I leave in a little less than 2 weeks here for Arkansas. And so I had to get some of the things out of the enclosed trailer, and I got some things out, put away in other spots, and I'll wait for the 2 or 3 days before I have to leave to get the remaining things out of there and Some will get stored in my garage, and a couple of things are just going to get stored out in the driveway next to the house because I really have no place to put it. So I did put a new tire chock in the trailer, one that I've had for quite some time, for several years, that fits the bigger bike better. Last year, or a couple, few years ago, when I trailered it down to event in New York, I put it in the smaller tire chock and got the bike stuck. I got it in and couldn't get it back out. So I had to basically disassemble part of it, and then I had to have people pull on the back end, push on the front end to get me out. It had wedged the tire right in it. So I have had a different one that a friend of mine gave me when he moved out to New York. He said, "Do you want this? I'm not going to use it." So I had it put in the trailer today. It took me a few hours to do that, and the lighting wasn't working inside, so I had to change out some lighting for the inside of the trailer, and my right turn signal, or the right light on the back of the trailer, only half of it works, so I have to order a new one tonight from Amazon, and son-in-law's got a Prime account, so I'll order it through his Prime account so we can get it here by tomorrow or Tuesday, because I'm going to have to tear part of the trailer apart to change out the light. They didn't give me enough wires to pull the light out of it and cut the wires and put the new one on. I got about, when I pulled the light out, I got about an inch and a half of extra wire, and that's it, which means I'm going to have to take out part of the wall in the trailer to get to where the wiring is so I can wire the new light in. So I got to have some time here in order to do that to get things ready for the trip. So, all right, next up on the list, KDATAZ Mini, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KDATAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Pretty good going here today. Went to a wedding reception yesterday, and it was outside. It was actually pretty nice out there. We had the woods all the way around us, and she had it all cleared off and that. It was at my niece's house, so it was her daughter that got married on Friday. Had the reception yesterday, so other than that, been staying in and staying cool by the air conditioner, and that's how I stay cool with this hot weather. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, yeah, that's a good thing when I do go out and come back. And, yeah, the air conditioning feels good for a while. It gets chilly. But I'll come in and take a cold wash rag, put it on the back of my neck, help cool me down a little quicker, especially when I'm out there. And I also, when I'm outside, I have a cool hat that you get the inside of the hat cold or rinse it with cold water. And then it stays cold for quite some time. It helps keep your head cold. That helped me out quite a bit. All right, NAKPR, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net? Yeah, it's a hot one. There's no doubt about that. My cucumbers are about had it, I think, probably that mildew disease, whatever. Oh, Lord. Every year. There was years I used to get, I'd bring grocery bags to work with cucumbers, and I'm lucky I get two dozen cucumbers now out of three plants. So I don't know. I don't plant them in the same place in the garden. I try and plant them in different spots, hoping that'll change, but keep getting the same results. They don't even resemble cucumbers. They look more like pickles. But yeah, I went up north Friday to my place in Lupton. We unloaded and went out and had dinner, and we come back, and it started raining. And it sounded like somebody had a fire hose spraying against a trailer. The roads turned into rivers, and it was raining hard. But I heard somebody mention, I wasn't really paying attention. I was in the middle of something else. But taking getting off on 33 and taking old 76, something about that. But yeah, I'm in Lupton, and there in Sage Lake Road, and I normally I take home 33 to 75 and just go home. But, well, no, you can't this time of year. Last couple times I tried that, I was stuck on the expressway for God knows how long. I know one time it took me an extra hour to get home. But so I take the back roads to 76 there in Sterling. Then I get on, then I go drive through Standish and Pinconning and get into Kakaulin and then take State Street or something in Kakaulin to over to the by the State Bay City State Park and drive through Bay City and to get home. It still takes an extra half an hour going that way, but I don't know, I just avoid 75 at all costs right now this time of year. But that's about it for this round, Ron. I'll give it back to Net Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, yeah, you were up where all the rain was coming in, that's for sure. And like I said, it was just, it seemed to be, the storm just stayed there in some of the spots. Like I said, up in Ogama County, they were coming across on Channel 5 of flood watches, and it went to flood warnings, and it went to flash flood warnings, and then severe thunderstorm warnings, and then, you know, 2 hours later, it was still there. I looked at radar. The storms were still there. It looked like they hadn't moved. They just kind of parked and kept dumping rain. So, yeah, things up there have to be a whole lot greener than they are here. Like I said, all I've got, the only thing that's green are the weeds, nice green leaves on the weeds itself, and the grass is all brown, so it's really a sharp contrast when you look at the lawn. You see these little green blobs every once in a while, and the brown grass. So this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additions to the net? Please call now.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, she doesn't count, so we'll go back up to the list here. KEA-PCQ, stand by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KVAYBF in the group. Yeah, the other night, I believe it was Thursday, we had a horrible shelf cloud come through. Terrible sounds of thunder, could see lightning, got no rain. But you could watch it go out over the bay and just kind of hang there. And that was kind of interesting as far as the cloud formations go. As far as Rick's question, from our house to the garage, there's a space that's about 14 feet. And we put, and that's on the west side, the garage is on the west side. And we put in a deck and pergola that's 14 foot square. And we can spend most of the day out there. Usually about 4 o'clock we get some sunshine in that area. And after that it goes back shade. But in the mornings it's beautiful. It's nice and cool. And that's what we've done to fend off the throes of Mother Nature this way. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay healthy. Stay cool. KE8-PCQ, back to net, 7-3.
All right, Dave, yeah, you get those little shaded areas and that. I know at least in the morning, the neighbor's big tree helps to shade the back east side of the house. Although we're talking to the neighbors, they're in the process of putting up a new fence, and themselves, so her and her son are taking down a panel at a time, putting the new panel up and going from there. And I said about trimming the tree out back because it's over the property line and hanging down into my, almost getting in my antennas again. And we trimmed it about 3 or 4 years ago. The next door neighbor and I split the cost to have them come in and trim it. But it's back there within that. So she said, well, hold off on that. She says, the tree's starting to split. So I got an arborist coming in and tell me what's going on with it because it may be coming down. So if we lose that tree, which is good point, bad point, I don't want it there because it gets an end to my antennas and blocks anything to the east. But it also gives the house some shade in the morning and that. Once it gets past that tree and the neighbor's tree behind, there's nothing left. I took down my two trees on the west end side that shaded the house, and then I have nothing over there now. on the crossroad side, so it just roasts the house now. So good points, I don't have the leaves and all the stuff to pick up from that. Bad point, I don't get the shade and to help keep the house cool, so the air conditioner runs at that point. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, I'm with Dave. I tried to find a nice shady spot. It's got a decent breeze going through it, and we had that for a while today. And then all of a sudden this afternoon, the wind kind of like almost quit blowing where we were at, and it was brutal, even in the shade. So back to the thunderstorm there Friday night. Very interesting because we're in a valley-like area. And if you ever heard thunder beller in a valley-like area, it echoes and it carries quite a different tone than what I'm used to hearing. It was very interesting. So that's about it for me. I'm going to turn it back over to Control 73, everybody, from KCAVOA, back to KCYVF.
Yeah, I've been down in the mountains of Tennessee before when those have happened. They get the thunderstorms that roll in, and you're down in the valley, and you get the echoes off the mountains on each side and that. That's really kind of a different, kind of an eerie sensation in that when you hear those the thunder like that. So I can imagine. And I was just looking, and I got for the remainder of the week, we're in the 80s, wow, until Saturday. Saturday back, we're back up to 94, but we're 90 tomorrow, 87, 86, 81, 88. Friday night, we have an outdoor concert here in Saginaw Township at a friend's house. They have a friend of theirs coming up to do a concert for them. He lives in Nashville and is a budding country singer. So they've been friends with him for years, and he's playing a concert on Thursday night, so they got him to come by and do a free concert on Thursday night, and then theirs is on Friday night. So they just said if everybody could kind of chip in $10 to help cover his costs, drive up from Nashville, he'll be up doing the concert. And then he's got a paid concert that he's doing down in Flint someplace on Saturday. So at least it's going to be 88 degrees. But I've also looked at where I'm going to be going down in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, and I'm looking at this coming week. Anyway, basically it's 95 degrees every single day with a chance of showers and thunderstorms every single day. So I leave the following week, so I'm hoping they get a cold spell that goes through the south and drops it down into the 80s at least. If not, riding the motorcycle down there is going to be brutal. Because I do wear all the gear all the time and you know, helmet and gloves and jacket and boots and all of that stuff. So you, in cool gear as much as I can, plus sitting on a six-cylinder motorcycle in that kind of weather, it drains you pretty quick. So it may not make it quite as enjoyable as it could be. So anyhow, thanks, Rick, for joining me tonight. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, well, I had a little bit of rain Thursday night. It lasted maybe 5 minutes, and it didn't hardly wet down anything, but my garden is already done, so I didn't get any good tomatoes out there. I got some cherry tomatoes out there yet I'm getting. No cucumbers, so anyway, other than that, enjoyed yesterday. It was outside. It was not too bad out there. I had a nice breeze going through where we were sitting, so we had a good time out there. There was probably about 100 people there, so anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF. Talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, Minnie, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, you can get under the trees at least, and if there's a breeze going, it makes it bearable. I know 4th of July we were at a party at a friend's house, and that was it. It was warm out that day, 90s again, and there was at least a shade tree, and that's where we're going to be having the concert at. So there are trees on both sides of the driveway. They're going to set up in the pole barn facing out, and so everybody will kind of be out in the driveway and that around the front entrance. So there are trees there on both sides, at least for a ways, so hopefully it keeps it a little cool for us and we get a little breeze as far as part of it as well. NAKPR, you're up next, and then we'll do another station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, Rick. Yeah, the riding a motorcycle in this kind of heat is absolutely no fun at all. I've done it before. I do not like it. It's like somebody's holding a hairdryer in front of your face on full blast, you know. It's like, this is hot. You know, you can't get away from it. Then, like you said, if you stopped at a light or something and, you know, you got all that heat coming off the motor going straight up, it's like, wow. You know, all you want to do is get off, find some air conditioning. But, I hope you'd survive that, you know, have some fun anyways. Anything, we go out, water my garden. Yeah, and Rick, if you're still out there, yeah, 75's been crazy. I'm sure you know that now. But by September, it's probably straighten up a little bit. All the people, all the kiddies will be back at school, so a lot of traffic should be, or shouldn't be as bad anyways. And what else? I just go water the garden and my grass. Well, there's parts that are that maybe need some mowing by the end of the week, and other parts, yeah, it's all brown, so no help there. But thanks for doing that, Ron, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. 73s, NAKPR, back to Matt.
All right, Bob. Yeah, that's it. As long as you're moving, it's not too bad. But once you stop, you got to stop at a traffic light or something. Yeah, then it gets pretty brutal, like you said. And my Detroit Motor Group had a luncheon today. I didn't go to it. It was down at Pickney. So even the expressway would have took me about an hour and 45, hour and 50 minutes to go down 75 to 23 to get down there. If I took 13, basically I could have took 13 and then zigzag kind of down through Howell and that to get down there. That you're closer to, you know, over two hours. So I'm thinking 2 hours there. All right, we got an hour and a half in the restaurant, another two plus some hours in 90 degree temperatures. Coming back again, I would spend all day. I would have had to leave at like 10 this morning and wouldn't got back to 4 or 5 tonight. And I'm thinking, yeah, I got too many things to get ready for the trip, so I'm going to stay home. It's kind of like the least days I have to ride in this kind of weather. One other thing, let me break for a second. I work off an I-75 and M-81, which is north of the closure for northbound 75. They closed it on Monday, last Monday, and boy, what a mess it was. With people that got past the 675 northbound loop and ended up to 81. And there was all kinds of trucks and campers and boats and all of these people that got up that far and then couldn't go any further up, you know, northbound. So trying to figure out where they had to go. Tuesday was better. Wednesday was okay. Thursday, it was all over again. Again, tough to get out of my road. I got to make a left-hand turn to get out of my dead-end road that our business is on, out onto 81, and get across the double roundabouts. And then once you got past that, it was pretty good until I got to downtown. And I made the corner to come into downtown, and it was backed up from the light there at the Dow Event Center almost back to the railroad tracks. There was probably a good 50, 60 cars waiting in the right-hand turn lane to turn. So it took me 7 traffic lights to get through that corner, and then I got up to Michigan and waited through 4 more through lights to get through that intersection. So Friday wasn't quite as bad. I did have to backtrack because they threw the train in going across the intersection on Washington at 5 o'clock just to mess things up a little bit more. So I did hear on the news Friday night that they had a person from MDOT. And a person from MDOT said they were going to go back and they were going to change some signage to try and alleviate all the congestion, because Friday There was a report that traffic was backed up several miles before you got to the 675 bypass to continue up north. So we'll wait and see. I don't know what the signage said before because I don't come in that way from southbound side of Saginaw going north. So I don't know what it said, but obviously it wasn't adequate because people were missing the bypass and ending up that mile and a half north up to 81, and then no clue. I followed lots of campers and boats and out-of-state plates into downtown Saginaw to the Dow that came off the expressway and then tried to loop and had nowhere to go. So they were definitely confused, and it just created more problems for everyone locally trying to get from one side of the river to the other. So that's my story, at least on that one. So if you don't have to go around 81 or out there, stay away from it because it has been a mess. It's been Tuesday or Monday when it happened. It took me 40 minutes to get home, and I'm only 9 miles away. So it took a while to try and filter through all of that. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Do I have any rechecks or other comments for the net?
Comment.
Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ron, I forgot to mention, other than Frankenmuth, and so for me to get up to where I'm going, the West Branch area, Lupton, you know, Rose City Hill, I know I have to take, almost have to take 75, but we left Friday morning about 10:30, I think, and we usually get on 75 in Bridgeport, so I get on 75 in Bridgeport, drive, get about a mile down the road, and all of a sudden, all four lanes are at a dead stop, and it's still another 4 or 5 miles to 675. And I'm like, oh my God, it took me 45 minutes to travel that distance. But I think most of the problem was there's a tanker truck on the side of the road that was leaking ammonia, and so they had, you know, fire and rescue there. They had when I got up there, the firemen were in their air packs and whatnot, and they had ambulance there, and they had state police were there, and so, you know, I'm hoping that was part of the problem, not just pure traffic. So, because the four lanes had to get down into two left, the two on the left side, then we had to get back to the right to get on 675. But in 675 was like a train the whole way. There's a bumper to bumper all the way to 75. Yeah, I gotta find another way. I guess I have to go to up get there from Bay City again. But thanks for letting me comment on that, Ron. And back to net control, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, I heard about the tanker accident. So yeah, that's what really tied it up. When you got there and had to, you know, move people over and all of that, shift them one way, and then you got to shift them back the other way. So yeah, that was hopefully was the reason, the only reason, and not totally, because from reading what MDOT says, the closure will continue until November 14th. So we got a few more months of this, and I can imagine what Labor Day weekend is going to be. Go south or something, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going south, and I'll be coming north on Labor Day. Unfortunately, I'll be coming back up 75, so I got to see what else is 69. So I think what I'm going to end up doing, I'll be coming 69 up, and then I'm going to get off at 13, come up 13. I won't be coming anywhere near I-75 going north on the Monday. You know, that would be okay because you're going the opposite direction. Everybody would be coming south at that point, but I still don't want to be in that area and have to deal with it. I'll jump on 52 or 13 off from 69 to get home on Monday on Labor Day. So, all right, do I have any other comments or questions for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 5 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:33 and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to some of you tomorrow on the SavaraNet. This is KC8YVF, clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCAYVE, hold.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.